हरे कृष्ण। टेररिज्म अराइजेज फ्रॉम इग्नोरेंस, मटीरियलिज्म एंड ईगो। टुडे व्हेन द वर्ल्ड इज फेसिंग द स्पेक्टर ऑफ हॉरेंडस टेररिस्ट अटैक्स, पीपल लुक अराउंड फॉर सम विजडम टू मेक सेंस ऑफ सच सेंसलेस वायलेंस। एंड दोज हु आर फेमिलियर विद द गीता नेचुरली गेट द क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज द गीताज परस्पेक्टिव ऑन टेररिज्म। द गीता एनालाइजिस मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस थ्रू अ फ्रेमवर्क ऑफ थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर। द मोड्स आर सटल फोर्सेस दैट शेप द इंटरैक्शन दैट बिटवीन मैटर एंड कॉन्शियसनेस। दे शेप आवर बी आवर परसेप्शन, आवर थाट्स, आवर बिहेवियर, आवर एक्शंस। सो टेररिस्ट वायलेंस इज फ्रॉम दैट परस्पेक्टिव इन द डार्केस्ट मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। वंस मोड कैन बी इन्फर्ड फ्रॉम वंस एक्शंस एंड वंस इंटेंशंस, वंस मोटिवेशंस यू कुड से। इफ यू लुक एट द एक्शंस, टेररिस्ट्स अटैक civilians, civilians who are unarmed and unalert. And such attacking is the antithesis of the Kshatriya codes of war, wherein warriors combat with other warriors of equal strength and who are equipped and alert. The most ghastly, reprehensible violence in the Mahabharata war was the murdering, the slaughtering, the massacre done by Ashwatthama of the sons of Pandavas. You know, he killed them while they were sleeping. And even that most ghastly massacre did not target civilians. So targeting civilians in violence is totally in the mode of ignorance. Yeah. Further, we can look at the intentions. Now, jihadi terrorists often claim to be motivated by God and religion, but their worldview is essentially materialistic. Now, they crave, they thirst for power, property in terms of land and pleasure. They want to enslave women and enjoy them, and they hope to get in Jannat, 73 virgins or things like that for their pleasure. So in this life as well as in the next, they are looking for materialistic pleasure. Rather than looking at ideological affiliation, it focuses on operational motivation. So ideologically they may claim to be following some religion, but operationally they are motivated by materialism, and materialism of the most extremist variety. So in that sense, these jihadi terrorists are like the Nazis, who were also avowedly materialistic, who also were driven by egoistic superiority, egoistic visions of supremacy. They wanted to either eliminate everyone who opposed them or subordinate and dominate and enslave them. So although superficially the Nazis were anti-religious, many of them, whereas the jihadis may be seemingly religious, but essentially in terms of action, both of them are in the mode of ignorance. And in the mode of ignorance, people engage in reprehensible, despicable acts of violence, and they distort ideologies for their own self-serving agendas. So now, the Bhagavad Gita, based on its analysis of the three modes of material nature, also recognizes that all forms of violence are not born equal. that there is the violence committed by terrorists, and there is violence that is necessary in the form of assertive corrective action to check the terrorists. In the Bhagavad Gita itself calls for war in extraordinary emergency situations when antisocial elements have grabbed power and are wreaking havoc in society and are not amenable to any peaceful reconciliation. So just as today, we recognize that jihadis need to be curbed by military intervention and military action. So the Bhagavad Gita's essential message is not about war. It is about elevation of our consciousness from the mode of ignorance towards ultimately transcendence, where we become free from ignorance, from materialism, from ego. Now, interestingly, we will see that the Bhagavad Gita in one of its verses asks Arjuna to fight. Yudhyasva, it says, 3.30. But if we see what it prefaces this by is, it says that Mai sarvani karmani sannyasya adhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. So here it says adhyatma chetasa, be spiritually conscious, nirashir, be selfless, be unselfish, be nirmamo, be non-possessive. So the Bhagavad Gita's essential message is not fight, it is to cultivate spiritual consciousness. In the extraordinary situation preceding the Mahabharata war, that cultivation of spiritual consciousness required fighting of the war. The essential message of the Bhagavad Gita is the elevation of our consciousness. And if we become free from materialism, ego and ignorance by the guidance of the Bhagavad Gita, then this message can help us to uproot violence from its very foundational cause of self-centeredness. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.